Begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shindan Shonin's Wasan hymns. This is a hymn inspired by Shindan's appreciation for the teachings of Vasubandhu, or Tenjin Bosatsu. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho language. Of those who encounter the primal vow, the power of the primal vow, not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues, the defiled waters of their blind passions, not separated from it. Namandavats, 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 namandavats. Thank you all for joining us this morning for our October senior gathering. Minna san yokoso, 10月 no shinya no tsudoi no go sanpai de gozaimasu. Perhaps like many of you, I've been deeply troubled by the news coming throughout the past few weeks, but really, you know, this past week, it just seems to be one intense and saddening event after another. The earthquake in Mexico City, terrible damage of hurricane after hurricane, most recently the difficulties faced by our friends in Puerto Rico, and then just so sadly, Monday morning waking up to hear the sad news of what transpired in Las Vegas on Sunday evening. And some of these natural events, natural occurrences causing tragedy, but perhaps most difficult to accept and to understand are these seemingly, senseless acts of violence against completely random people. Very, very upsetting to me, and I'm sure to all of you as well. And for me, at times like this, I look to the teachings of the Buddha to provide guidance and clarity, the wisdom of Shindan Shonin, who lived through difficulties in his own time as well, and the wisdom of those who have come before and shown us the way to live in the midst of difficulty in the Nembutsu. Ma kono saikin no news o mitara hontou ni kanashii koto ga aitsuite iru desu ne. Mexico City no jishin toka Puerto Rico no taifu ga atte. そして この間の日曜日の夜に乱射事件がラスベガスにあって非常に悲しい非常に理解のできないよ、ね、なんでこういうことが起こるか、ね、迷いに涼むところですね。そしてこの時にどこに拠り所があるかと探し見たら私は仏様の見え知恵親鸞聖人のご生涯または念仏の先ご先輩の方々のことを考えたらこれは一つの拠り所がある。どういうふうに進む聞く方法がそこに見つけると私が思っています。So, in these words of Vasubandhu, these words of Shinran Shonin, inspired by Vasubandhu, Shinran writes that for those who encounter the primal vow, who encounter the Buddha's wisdom and compassion, not one passes by in vain. That these people, these persons, are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues, the defiled waters of their blind passions not separated from it. in the midst of this world of confusion and difficulty, not separate from it, but of this world, not passing by in vain, but being guided to live a life of wisdom and compassion in the midst of all of this craziness, all of this difficulty, all this suffering.
Hongan riki ni ainureba, hotoke sama no chikara ni ao koto ga dekireba, munashiku sugiru hito zo naki. むなしい人生を送ることはないですね。苦毒の崩壊、みちみちて、煩悩の俗し、隔てなし、ね。この煩悩の海の中に、煩悩の海の中に、それから離れずに、その中に崩壊がみちみち、仏様のトカルの海が自分の心に満ち溢れる、というふうに、親鸞聖人のお言葉が味わわりますね。
When I reflect on this teaching, and at times like this, I take comfort in a story that was shared with me of one of our Sangha members. I'm looking to see the people who are related to this person are not with us this morning, but I'd like to share an episode from one of, this is from the family of one of our Sangha members, a gentleman by the name of Ichizo Furuta. Ichizo Furuta was a gentleman who came from Japan at the early part, very early part of the 20th century, one of the first immigrants, that first wave of immigrants coming over to Japan. And Mr. Furuta settled in Sonoma, in the Sonoma area, around here, just north of here, just north of the Bay Area here in Northern California.
私はこの時に、私の、一つのお手本、なんか私のインスピレーションとなる方の一人は、フルタ一蔵様という方ですけど、フルタ様が20世紀の初め頃にここに移民して、ソノマの方に住んでいました。
Mr. Furuta operated a dry goods business. He had a dry goods store up in Sonoma. And through that business, he also was, you know, selling and you know, providing a store. He had a little store and various products that he was sharing with the local community, both the Japanese community and the wider community as well.
Furuta-san は一つの店をやってたんですね。いろいろなものを売ったりすることあったんですね。
And it was this business was established, Mr. Furuta, a young man at this time, when the great San Francisco earthquake struck, 1906.
サンフランシスコの1906年の大震災の時に、フルタさんがそのビジネスをやってたんですね。
And so, Mr. Furuta's response to me was a true inspiration, because, you know, I think many of us, our first response would be, first, of course, find out, is my family okay? Are my loved ones okay? And then thinking about, how am I going to survive? How am I going to move forward? I'm sure his business had sustained damage. I'm sure his community was in shambles. And I think my response would be to stay home, to try to take care of, protect, and repair my property.
まあ、私だったらその大きな震災、地震があったら、私はまず自分の家族が無事である。家族が大丈夫か。そして自分の、まあ、家とか建物、それを直しすることから、ね、いろいろをそれから出るということですね。
But as soon as the earthquake struck, Mr. Furuta had the vision to say, people in the city of San Francisco, those people will really need help.
サンフランシスコ市内に住んでいる人々が、その人たちが困っているでしょうと思っていたんですね。
Now, he lived up in Sonoma. At that time, this was far away. He probably knew one or two people in San Francisco, but that was a whole other community for him.
ソノマとサンフランシスコは、特にその時はだいぶ遠いところですね。まあ何人か知り合いがいたかもしれませんけど、まあ自分のコミュニティじゃないんですね。
And so he loaded up his horse-drawn cart, and began to travel towards San Francisco.
そして自分の馬車にいろんな荷物を、みんなが必要とするやろうと思ってたものを馬車に乗って、そして出発します。
Now, this was before the Bay Bridge, before the San Mateo Bridge, before the Dumbarton Bridge. You know, what bridges there were damaged, right, at that time. So Mr. Furuta would have traveled all the way down to San Jose and then back up what we now call El Camino Real, what was even then El Camino Real, the old, the Basha Road, the Basha Michi, and some of you know that restaurant in, where is that, in San Bruno or Millbrae or something, that's named after that road on El Camino. So he took his horse cart. You know, it must have taken him over a day to make that journey down and then back up in a horse-drawn carriage into the city of San Francisco to provide goods, to provide the things that people would need there in the community to rebuild and to survive in that difficult time following the earthquake. Furuta-san ga basha ni notte San Jose made zaitte. Soshite El Camino Real, ma ima iwairu basha michi o tsukatte ne, ue no hou ni nobotte itte, San Francisco no hou ni ikimasu. Hito ga tsuyou to sareru mono hakonde iku desu ne. So to me, this is someone who lives in the Nembutsu. Mr. Furuta, his family tells me, was a devout Buddhist. The family still remembers him and other family members each year here at the temple, a family memorial service that they hold, remembering people like Mr. Furuta, inspired by this life of the Nembutsu. This stark contrast to, rather than doing harm randomly, indiscriminately, one who does good, who helps others indiscriminately, people with whom he had no connection, sharing what he had, sharing his kindness. To me, this is our inspiration, people of the Nembutsu, and at times like this, when we really question, how do we move forward in our life? We take the spirit of the Bodhisattva, the power of Amida Buddha's primal vow, wishing for each of us to help all beings, to be helped by Amida Buddha, and together, all together, to share in this boundless compassion that embraces all beings, to feel the sense of being a fellow traveler in the Nembutsu, a fellow traveler with all people in this world. So to me, at these times, I take comfort in knowing that not only am I embraced by Amida Buddha's compassion, but all beings are together embraced by the wisdom and compassion of the Buddha, and it provides us with a clear path forward, how to live through these difficult times, because the difficult times have been continuing since the time of Shinran Shonin down to the present. We've been facing challenges as human beings. The Buddha's teaching, to me, shows us the clear way to live and continue forward, embraced in the Buddha's boundless wisdom and compassion, not allowing our lives or the lives of others to pass by in vain. Ono hongan riki ni ai nureba, otoke sama no 力に出会ってみんなが共に往生する爽快素晴らしいことができるという仏様の私たちのことを願っている仏様私だけじゃなくて全ての人間共に歩んでいく人生のことはこの大変の時代親鸞聖人も大変の時代だったんですね100年前も大変の時代もだったずっとこの大変の時代が続く中にこの三好家が私たちの前向いて生きていける力がつくという三好家です。So in conclusion, let us once again hear these words of Shinran Shonin. Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。Of those who encounter the power of the primal vow, not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues, the defiled waters of their blind passions,not separated from it. 本願力に愛ぬれば虚しくすぐる人ぞなき。苦毒の崩壊満ち満ちて煩悩の俗し隔てなしと。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。